Welcome to the Advanced Persistent Security Podcast, where we discuss the world of IT and cybersecurity. Don't be left in the dark about what is going on in the world around you. Here is your host, Joe Gray.
Hello, and welcome to This Week in Security. We're going to talk about Android security, cyber war and the new arms race, and Adobe Flash this week. So, to start out with the future of Android, a major flaw was discovered this last week. It is called Stage Fright Lib. Android phones were at high risk because with this, a single text could cause catastrophic damage. All it would take is someone to send an infected video file to someone and get them to execute the file. Zimperium, I think is the pronunciation, is the company that found it. But Stage Fright hasn't stopped there. Google has vowed to address the issues by rolling out a monthly update system. They've rolled out 3 Nexus patches for its own units, but many of the users haven't received the update yet. It is quite possibly one of the worst Android flaws ever uncovered. So with it, it doesn't seem to be as transparent as it should be. Getting the patches is not the hard part. It's making sure that they fix what they are supposed to fix and don't cause other problems. It's a step in the right direction, but they've got to do something else about it. I would recommend the following actions. Ensure your phone is always fully patched and up to date. You should disable automatic attachment text message downloading. If you download any media in a text message, ensure that you trust the system. Keep in mind that phones older than the Galaxy S4 are the most vulnerable. And you can also download a Stage Fright Detector app from the Google Play Store. That is it on Android security. Sit tight, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be discussing cyber war.
Are you looking for a place to advertise to the unique audience of IT security professionals and enthusiasts? Look no further. Advanced Persistent Security is seeking sponsors. This slot could be yours. Contact sales at advancedpersistentsecurity.net for more information.
Thanks for sitting through the break. Now we're going to discuss how a cyber war begins a new arms race. It is no secret that the United States, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, the United Kingdom, etc., have cyber warfare units. The cyber arms race is just now starting to really pick up the pace. Someone I personally look up to, Bruce Schneier, which is the CTO of Resilient Systems, spoke at the Info Security Europe exhibition back in June. He says that about 29 countries have formal military or intelligence units dedicated to offensive hacking efforts, with the United States being among the most advanced. At the end of September 2015, China and the United States will no longer support cyber espionage that results in trade secrets or confidential business information, according to International Business Times. President Obama and the Chinese president met at the White House to discuss issues, but the question is now, what progress has been made? Before the meeting, President Obama blasted China for alleged cyber attacks and warned of U.S. entering a race to weaponize the internet. Problem with it is, everybody already is weaponizing the internet, be it states, countries, entities. We have groups like the Russian Business Network, Anonymous, LulzSec, Lizard Squad, Impact Team, so forth and so on. But the thing is, basically, numerous countries have spent billions of dollars to possess nuclear weapons. It could change if they shift that funding to create cyber weapons. They're cheaper, easier to obtain, and basically countries could stockpile the malicious code and customize it to fit their needs against their adversaries. The most common types of attacks would be phishing and denial of service. Phishing is believed to have been the main vector used in the Office of Personnel Management breach. The top 4 countries that threaten the U.S. are China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. With cyber weapons, you won't see a few countries leading the pack. It almost levels the playing field in terms of who can write the best code, not necessarily who has the most manpower. Obviously, with more manpower comes better opportunities for better talent. It's something that could last decades. It could be another Cold War between rivaling nations. We've already seen examples of it when North Korea allegedly attacked the Sony Corporation for the movie The Interview, and it could definitely lead to other types of attacks. This is definitely a developing story. It's something that will stay in the forefront of the news for some time. We're going to watch it and keep you up to date. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will provide a quick message, take another break, and then we will cover Adobe Flash.
Are you subscribed to this podcast? If not, please do so on iTunes and at advancedpersistentsecurity.net/podcast.
Have you taken a look at the services that Advanced Persistent Security has to offer? If not, go to advancedpersistentsecurity.net/sales. We offer vulnerability management services, policy revision, review, and writing services, security awareness training, and security product implementation. Take a look at what we have to offer or email sales@advancedpersistentsecurity.net to schedule a consultation today. Also, I would like to take this time to bring something to light that is near and dear to my heart. It is veteran suicide awareness. Based on a 2012 study from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, approximately 22 veterans die at their own hand every day. That is one approximately every 65 minutes. One is too many. 22 is far too many. Please consider reaching out to any veteran friends you have or anything of the sort and make sure they are okay. There are plenty of organizations out there to raise awareness for this cause. I have personally taken part in one. I will provide details as time goes on, but you can initially follow the group on Facebook at facebook.com/IWillNotBe22.
Don't forget to check out our blog at advancedpersistentsecurity.net/blog. Follow us on Twitter at @ADVPersistentSEC and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/advancedpersistentsecurity.
Thanks for sticking around through the final break. The final thing we're going to discuss is the latest Adobe Flash bug. We were thinking it could spell death for Adobe Flash. A lot of organizations and people such as Facebook, Apple, Google, etc. Steve Jobs himself even stated that Flash should die. But we weren't quite that lucky as security professionals. Trend Micro put out an advisory compounding with the Adobe Security Advisory stating that there was a 0-day that affected versions 19.0.0185 and 207. And basically what came from it was that someone could send a phishing email and someone would click it. Obviously, the user that clicked it would fall victim and become exploited. Most of the targets were political targets in the US, UK, Ukraine, and Russia, but it has been linked to the Russian government. They've not been able to prove that it's the Russian government because of spoofing and other evasion techniques. It creates chaos within the tech community because that actually pushed everyone to update their Flash or remove it almost immediately. It gained a lot of media attention, so they were thinking that this doesn't happen frequently with Flash. But there are several protocol software and coding changes that would have to occur to enable the true death. The problem is a lot of popular websites such as HBO, Spotify, and BBC still requires users to have Flash enabled for the sites to work properly. So that is keeping Flash alive. CNET had a statement that we agree with, saying that citing Flash as poor track record with security, some researchers recommend web users disable or remove the plugin altogether. It's definitely consistent with minimizing your software footprint. It definitely reduces the attack vector, and for those who have to run updates on various machines, it definitely creates three less pieces of software that have to be updated. It's not a 100% solution, but it definitely helps whenever you couple it with disabling unnecessary services, ports, protocols, and using strong passwords. Then you have something that's pretty good to go. Otherwise, Will Flash ever die? And that is it for this week. I apologize that it got posted late. I apologize that I have not really put the same effort into it as I normally do. I lost a friend of mine, a veteran, to suicide less than a week ago, and I'm still trying to come to terms with that. So I've not exactly been myself 100% with it, but I think I'll be back to normal next week. Until then...
Thank you for listening to the Advanced Persistent Security Podcast. Until next time, stay secure and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.